T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. It is the Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Baseball is back. Stop into Chickies for a unique game day experience and root our team on to victory. Online at chickiesandpete's.com. And nothing symbolizes baseball season starting quite like Larry Anderson. What's happening in L.A.?
How you doing? Everybody good?
What's up, L.A.?
I'm trying to just get settled in. I'm getting stuff done here, running around, shopping, trying to go to the post office. But then
the
I remember, I'm going to get my taxes sent in, but I forgot it's a government business, so it's government office, so it's probably not really efficient. They're closed for 2 hours for lunch. I guess they go to Capitol Hill for lunch or something. You got to be kidding me.
Well, you don't sound upset about it. That's the best part. Yeah.
Not at all. Not at all. No. Well, listen, nor were the other four people that were waiting to go in.
Well, welcome back to the city.
Good to be here. I will say, listen, you can do that online these days. You don't need to go to the post office and send taxes.
Sure he does.
Can you do it certified online?
Yeah. No, you cannot.
All right.
Thank you.
I don't follow
as,
you.
As also someone who frequents the post office myself. So,
wow.
Yeah, so I know this.
Yes. Wow, you guys are bonding already. It's beautiful. LA,
it's a new 2024.
It's a new 2024. LA, what's it like for a player the day before opening day or, you know, the day of? Like, what's kind of the excitement level as you wake up and you get ready to head down to the ballpark for all the festivities?
It's kind of a wake-up call. Hey, it's season's here, and I don't mean that in a bad way. It's a good way because everything's happening for real. It's like you go through spring training, you're excited to get the season started, especially after the way things ended last year. You go to spring training, you're excited, and then you get through spring training, you got the dog days in the middle of spring, and then towards the end it's like, oh, let's just get this season started. And you kind of, it's almost like you just get the doldrums. But then all of a sudden, it's opening day or the day before. You're like, oh, man, this is it. This is for real now. So, it's definitely an exciting time. But, a lot of the guys that are the veterans are used to it. But even with that, you still get the butterflies. You get the anxiety. You get wanting to get things going.
Yeah, and I would have to imagine, L.A., when you are a good baseball club that's coming into a season with high expectations, not only from yourselves within the organization, but especially on the outside, where you get that sort of added pressure because we want to treat every baseball game like it's a football game, and we think you guys can go or they can go 162-0. I imagine that also has to add a little bit of juice as well for the players getting ready for the season.
Oh yeah, and it's almost like there's no room for error right out of the chute, like because especially coming up short in 22. And then, kind of having the things end the way they did last year, the fans, the players are chomping at the bit to get back and try and rectify that. But the fans also, their expectations are very high because they know what this team's capable of and what they've done for the last 2 years. So they're going to go in there like, hey, we're happy you're getting in the playoffs, but we need you to finish the job. Mm-hmm. And I would think that's kind of the attitude of the fans. And the players, I think, feel that. They realize that. And so, the one thing you hope they do is you want them to come into the start of the season relaxed, especially starting off against Atlanta. But at the same time, you don't want them getting complacent. I don't want to hear this, well, it's early in the season.
Because, right.
And everybody knows it, that you can't win the pennant in April, but you can lose it. And the way we've gotten off the starts the last couple of years, it'd be nice to turn that around and stay consistent, get off to a good start and stay that way throughout the year and maybe take that division away from Atlanta.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, how important to you is winning the division? And I know it sounds insane, but, I mean, the last couple of years, it hasn't really mattered. That time off between the end of the regular season and the postseason has hampered some teams. Does winning the division still matter to you, L.A.?
Yeah, it does, because, I mean, as much as it is, you know, we talk about the home field advantage, and although, you know, again, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but going back to it, like, we had the advantage and it didn't pay off. But that's one of the few times I think it's a huge advantage having home field advantage. And so if you can get that home field advantage, win the division, it's a big difference. And I think with our fan base and the way they are, I think it could be huge. And so as the players, they, you know, I think they're thinking of it that way too. Like, hey, let's go ahead and win this thing from the start. So I think this first series is very important, just from a mental standpoint for the players themselves, but also for the fans.
Yeah. Tywan Walker went down. He's going to be down for a little bit. And this is me saying this. I don't know. Could be a blessing in disguise, but we'll move forward. When you look at the rest of the rotation, L.A., in all seriousness, how good can they be as a starting rotation when you look at even adding in Christopher Sanchez? You know, he's a guy with something to prove, and I'm sure being in that slot, he wants to make sure he's pulling his weight and doing his part, that he's not a weak link in the chain. How good can this rotation be if they all reach their potential?
Oh, I think it could be outstanding. I mean, really, really one of the best rotations in the league, in baseball. And looking at the top three, the way Wheeler went through the spring, a little bit of a late start, but then Nola finished so strong. Wheeler was excellent the whole way through. Ranger was tremendous, and Christopher had a little hiccups in there in spring training, but like he got knocked around. I don't know, second to last start, I think it was. It gave up.
Yeah, against the Astros. Yeah,
but there was like ground ball between third and short, ground ball between first and second, ground ball up the middle. He's not necessarily a strikeout pitcher, so there's going to be games like that where they're just not hitting the ball where they're at, where the players are, infielders are, whatever. But I was really impressed with him last year, and he's added a little velocity. He's gotten a little stronger. He's now throwing a cutter. I look for him to be a guy that could really have just a huge breakout year for the Phils. I really do. And so if that's your number four guy, and then whether it's Turnbull for a while or coming back to Tywan Walker, either way, I mean, Walker won 15 games last year, but he had some support behind him too. But it just, you know, if you get the first four, especially the first three, and then Christopher Sanchez comes in and continues to what he did last year, I just think it's a great rotation, and I think they're going to count on him a lot. At least from what I saw this spring, I think they're going to have to pitch a little better than they expect, unless they can flip the switch offensively, which I know people talk about that. It's not easy to do, but I don't think we hit the ball very well at all this spring. I really don't. It shouldn't be a concern, but coming out of the chute, it is a little bit for me, because you just go down the line and look at the averages. There wasn't a whole lot of offense, and so I mean it's a great offense to start with, I think, but it's slugging offense. So we'll wait and see, but you know, hopefully that with the season starting, guys turn it around and can flip that switch and get the offense where it needs to be right out of the chute.
L.A., what do you think is the key to getting off to a better start? I mean, last couple of years, seven games under in June with Girardi, and then they fired him, got going. Six games under to start June last year, move Schwarber to lead off, whatever, all that good stuff. What do you think is the key to this team getting off to a good start this year?
I would say beating Strider, Fried, and Sale.
Seems like a pretty good start. Well, because after that, LA, they go Reds, Nats, Cardinals, Pirates, Rockies, White Sox, Reds, Padres, Angels. Like, that's a pretty cake start to the year.
It's not the toughest schedule, and so they, you know, I think it's important to take this first series. I really do. Just from a mental standpoint for the players, going, hey, we can do this. I think they believe it, but until you go out and prove it to yourselves, you're basically just, you're trying to convince yourself of something that hasn't happened for a couple of years, in the last couple of years, the last 7 years, 6 years, whatever. But I think, to me, it's just is getting consistency early, get consistent offensively, putting the bat on the ball. And I think, you know, Schwarber, I think the big thing that Kyle's got to figure out that he can still hit in April and May. Mm-hmm. Now, he doesn't have to wait till June. And it's it sounds funny, but it kind of really is a thing where, you know, you get to the point where you're like, okay, well, we got to wait till June for Kyle to get going. But you can't. I mean, if you want to win a division and come out of the sheep's run, you got to have him swinging the bat good at the top of the lineup. If he's going to be the leadoff guy, I think he's got to do more the first couple months, and I think that would make a huge difference for this offense in total. And maybe it's not fair to put – I'm not putting it all on him, but I think it's a big part of him at the top of the lineup to get that bat going early and help him to believe, like, I could probably hit 60 home runs because you hit 40 of them and not do anything before June, the 45. So if he could hit 6 or 7, you know, April and May, who knows? You know, I mean, it would make a big difference, so I think, overall.
Mm-hmm. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I asked you about the starting rotation. What's your thoughts on the bullpen and how it's set up? Kind of going to go with, I guess, the hot hand and some of these high leverage situations. What are you thinking about the guys coming out of the bullpen and how Topper is going to be able to sort, I guess, disperse their talent throughout the course of the season?
I think the bullpen, I hate saying this because it seems like every time I make a comment or a prediction before the season, it flip-flops. It's just the opposite for the last, it seems like, 5 years. Every time I say something, it's gone the opposite way. But I think this bullpen is something that has been a weakness for a long time, but it's really coming into its own now. I think they've got a lot of arms down there they can choose from, and I think it's going to be one of their strengths. I really do. Obviously, you hope it is, but I believe it is, because Hoffman's coming off a great year. It's a free agent year for him, which can help and hinder. I think last year, I think he was just happy to be here and let me just show what I can do. This year, he's playing for a lot of money, you know, and that makes a big difference. You know, it's like the difference between a closer and a setup guy. There's a lot more pressure, and you put it's self-induced pressure, sure, but it's still pressure that you put on yourself. But I think if he does close to what he did last year, Sir Anthony, I think, was good this spring. He had a run where he gave up a run here and there, but I thought he threw the ball pretty well. Alvarado is Alvarado. And I think overall Matt Strom can do a number of things. They got a lot of talent down there. Soto, I don't think Soto had a great spring, but he's got a good arm, and, you know, he had, what, a couple years removed from 30-something saves in Detroit. So I just look at it overall, and I'm not trying to leave anybody out, but I just think as a whole, I think those guys, they're going to be a big key to this club, and I'm confident that they're going to have a good year.
LA, I'm curious, you know, a lot of people look at this team, seems like a top five bullpen, top five rotation, top five lineup, defense, kind of with Johan Rojas in center field, not terrible. It's not like a couple years ago, we had Schwarber and left and whatever else. Like, they actually have a good defense.
Yeah.
What, of all that, like, what do you think could be this team's Achilles heel as we go along here?
Putting the bat on the ball.
Yeah.
I think it's I said it last year at the end of the season when the Phils got eliminated. I said, this is a great slugging club. It's not a very good I don't know what you call I don't want to say it's not a good offensive club because they score a lot of runs, but it's not a consistently good average club,
right,
as far as hitting for average. And I think that's been a Achilles heel for them. And I think they have to just really work on just putting a bat on the ball. And for Rojas, I think hit the ball on the ground and you got a chance for a base hit. If you hit it right at the infielder, they're going to throw you out. But if they have to move to go get the ball, he's going to beat out a lot of infield stuff. Big thing for him to me is I would love to see him bunting regularly and hitting the ball on the ground. If it hit the ball in the air, it does him no good whatsoever.
Yeah, there's no bat hops in the sky, L.A.
Right, exactly. it's a good point, but it is. To me, I love seeing him.
What are you laughing at? It's just baseball
talk. It's not like something you just made up.
No, my college coach used to say there's no bad hops in the sky because we played on an awful infield,
right,
and the ball just be bouncing all over the place. So he'd preach hit the ball into the ground.
But on the other hand, the sun doesn't get in your eyes when the ball's on the ground.
All right, listen, hold on. Don't go against my theory. We had a good theory working there, L.A.
You can't get that by Ike.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell?
Well, listen, Ike's still worked up about Bryce at first base and all the bending down that he's got to do, and maybe that's affecting his back. So it's been a tough couple of weeks for baseball players. Last thing, L.A., it's an on-the-record Thursday. On the record, your last chance to give a prediction before the season starts. How do you see the season playing out?
I think they're going to play 162 games.
That's a time.
There you go.
Yeah. I get right on that.
Right.
I do. I really believe that this team can win the division and go all the way to finish it off. Obviously, I think the big thing, when you talk about what's one of the down things for this club, I don't see a ton of depth. There's some, but not a lot. And I think, you know, injury or two to key players could be the downfall. But I think staying healthy, if they do that, I think they got a chance to win a division. It's not going to be easy, but I think they can. And I think they can go all the way. I really do.
All right, L.A. Well, you'll be on the call tomorrow. Looking forward to listening. It's great to have you, Scott, and Kevin back in our lives for the summer.
Appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate it, guys. Enjoy it.
All right, there he goes. Larry Anderson will join us every Wednesday during the baseball season. Not Thursday, but he's busy yesterday. So every Wednesday during the baseball season, L.A. will join us. Always look forward to that. 215-592-9494 is how you get in. Today's show sponsored by Chickies and Pete's. It's tourney time. Enjoy all the basketball games at Chickies and Pete's with food and drink specials. Details online, chickiesandpetes.com. Ike, what do you think about the Achilles heel? You know, people are very high on this team. Rotation, good. Bullpen had a chance to be really good. Lineup on paper, really good. Defense, not a huge concern. If you had to pick one thing, outside of injuries, we know injuries.
Right.
What could be the Achilles heel for this team?
I kind of agree with L.A. It's the hitting. We know how streaky this team can be at times. And those bats went cold in those final two games. And when we say Achilles heel, I'm not saying that I would expect that to happen for an entire season. But if this team didn't reach the amount of wins that we expect them to reach outside of injuries being involved, I think it would be because the hitting didn't hit the way they were supposed to. I think the pitching will do what it's supposed to do. I like the young bullpen, strong arms, fast arms, both lefties and righties. So I think that's a strength there. The one thing that you just can't predict, you sort of can predict it, you just can't predict when it's going to happen, is them going into these cold spells. To
yep.
where they can't hit.
Yep.
And so if they can minimize those and at least stagger them, how about that? Just stagger. I can't have three or four of y'all at the same damn time not hitting.
Right.
Right. If it's one, that's fine. If it's two, okay, we may even be able to get by with just two of the big six guys, let's say six or seven guys, not hitting to their potential. But when you start having three or four guys that are just automatic outs or can't hit for power, I think that drags down the team.
Well, yeah, and it sunk them a lot in games 4 through 7 last year. Game 5 was great, but they chased a lot. You know, they chased.
That's the other thing. So they start pressing.
Right. So you had Rojas chasing all over the place. Turner started chasing. Castellanos is always prone to chasing. Having more disciplined approaches. They brought in a guy this offseason named Dustin Lind. His whole thing is getting guys in the strike zone, you know, not expanding the zone. So hopefully, like, that kind of thing can bear itself out and it doesn't become a huge Achilles heel, because that's something that sinks an offense. You start chasing, you start striking out a ton, and it's a minor concern for me, but the offseason the spring training numbers offensively weren't great. Like LA is right. I mean, I know it's spring training and I get it, but a lot of strikeouts, you know, not like early I thought they were putting the ball in play more, but man, it wasn't like Bryson hit a home run.
Nope. You know,
Trey had a good spring. JT had a good spring, but it was a lot of like 170 to 230 averages, which with a couple home runs rather than higher. So I do agree. I think if there's one thing that could really sink this team, it's the offense.
Well, you know, you need if you include your spring break at bats, you probably need a good 100 at bats before you start to get into a real good groove.
Sure.
Right? So, you know, Bryce missed, about 2 weeks there when he wasn't playing?
Yeah. We're going to have 2 weeks.
That took away some of his at-bats. Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying, you got to get some of these bad swings out of the way. Right? As opposed to now we're going to use the regulars. April is our spring training month. So you hope that they can – Bryce is the one guy who I don't worry about as much.
No.
Because I think he is such a tactician when it comes to being a hitter. He has a great eye. He doesn't stay in these prolonged slumps. He may not get the home runs, but he is just a good hitter, and he has such a good eye. He's going to eventually come out of here, so I don't worry about him as much.
And that's how I feel about Trey heading into the year, too. Like I think
before last year, yes.
Yeah, I just
– that's not normally him.
It's not normally him.
Yeah.
Like him batting 235 on before the standing ovations is so not like Trey Turner. Like I think he's going to be much more in the 300 – you know, he can have a 330-30 season.
Bowman's another one I don't worry about.
For too long, yeah.
Yeah.
He goes through power zaps.
Yeah.
But hitting-wise, he's usually pretty consistent.
Yeah, he's got a consistent swing.
Listen, again, there's not really a huge – like, we're kind of nitpicking with the offense because on paper it's fine, but we've also seen them go into those cold spells. And when you have a top three of Wheeler, Nola, Ranger, and the way Ranger's throwing, the bullpen, all the arms they have down there, there's just – there's not much to pick apart.
That's a great thing. The pitching looks good coming out of
spring
training.
Pitching looks really good.
Yeah.
Really good. 215-592-9494. A lot to get in on. It's an on-the-record Thursday. Plus, for your chance to go see Willie Nelson or Willie Nelson's Picnic with Bob Dylan and Robert Plant and a whole lot more. All you have to do is give us someone in, you know, life. In the real world, not real world, like in your life, but an actor, a sports figure, whoever, hopefully not a politician, that you don't get, like I don't get the Vince Vaughn thing. We'll get back to your phone calls on the other side, but also we're exactly 4 weeks from the NFL draft, and I got a question that I have for Ike and all of you out there. 215-592-9494. It's the afternoon show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.